sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done.
I don't know what you all think, but she is definitely the sunny to my rain, helping make every Friday afternoon a bit better for every single one of us, including you. Her name's Terry Barr, my colleague here at Civic Media. She's here every Friday at 3:30 for what's good local and overlooked in Wisconsin. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Terry. It's always so great to see and hear from you.
Absolutely, Maggie. Same to you. Happy Friday to you and all of the listeners. Maybe it's for another week.
That is always an accomplishment these days. So what good thing do you have for us this afternoon to start, Terry?
I am starting with the film Green and Gold. And I know I always love to ask you, have you heard about this film?
I haven't yet, which is mortifying to me. So I will put it on my weekend list of to-dos.
You really should. It's all shot in gorgeous Door County, Wisconsin. Now, it's the story of a farmer who is about to go bankrupt. So he bets the farm on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I love this story so much. So very Wisconsin. But it almost didn't happen here. And it was close to being moved to South Dakota. Can you imagine?
No,
it's all about Wisconsin and it's being shot in South Dakota. Luckily, those behind it said, no, we cannot have that happen. We're going to stay in Wisconsin. But the problem is incentives in other states to film are huge. And it can be a big reason they choose to go to another state
than
Wisconsin. I did talk with one of the screenwriters. His name is Michael Graff. And here's what he told me about it.
So few opportunities to tell Wisconsin-centered stories. Part of the fact the state of Wisconsin doesn't have film incentives, so it really discourages filmmakers from working in the state. And I just think this is it's a great opportunity to share what makes Wisconsin special and unique and cool and a great place to live. And I just hope that it connects with folks, not just in the state, but around the rest of the country. So, you know, we know what makes, you know, what makes living in Wisconsin great. But
I think
sometimes we need to share it with other folks, too.
And we saw this a week ago. This is now the second week. It's in the big theaters, yay, and it is airing all across the country. The ratings for it on Rotten Tomatoes are stellar. So
Great. It's
an independent film. Yeah, independent films need that kind of rating. So if they are getting the 5 Rotten Tomatoes, it will stay in the theater for a little bit longer. That really is a key to staying on the big screen. And Maggie, the movie is beautiful. It really is.
So, Terry, this is so perfectly timed, I have to tell you, because guess where I am going this weekend to have the 3-day long vacation weekend? I am going up to Door County. I do this every winter season with a bunch of friends. We rent one of those houses that we probably couldn't afford in high season. And we sit and have the like 2 nanoseconds of freezing your patootie off getting from like the house to the hot tub.
Oh, there is, wonderful.
There is a lot of storytelling. Oh, yay, the fish I caught was this big type of storytelling. And this year I'm super excited. My little buddy, my really good friend, Dom Salvia, is coming with me with his amazing wife. We're going to have such a great time. I love going up to the door, also during the winter time, I cross-country skied up in the Door Peninsula when I was a kid. We would do a big family outing up there. Yep, because you could always count on the snow. I absolutely love it. It has been such a big part of my Wisconsin upbringing and life stories. My favorite story, and probably a very funny Maggie moment from when I was in Door County as a college student, was going with my BFF, Annie, up to the Door Peninsula. Her family was fortunate enough to have a boat that actually had a couple sleeping berths.
Oh, wow.
Right? That they would keep up in the door. I think they docked it in like Fish Creek or Sister, but you know, one of the many Bayside hamlets up the peninsula. And her parents were also there that weekend. They gave us ladies the run of the boat, which was very generous. And we got to see John and Mary a few times while we were up there. Well, of course, John and Mary knew full well that we would overindulge, as young, stupid adults are wont to do on Saturday night. So John sneaks onto his boat, of course, his boat, at like first breaking daylight on Sunday morning with Annie and I. Conked out. I'll just say conked out in the sleeping berths. And guess what John cranks up across the stereo system on this boat? Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem at Woodstock on like max volume. Okay.
Oh, he got you.
He did. But this is how cool John is. I love him and I have loved him so much. He was like a second dad. John and Mary both were to me. He cranks up the Jimi Hendrix, of course. This rockets us into a wee bit of a difficult morning. But, of course, John was already in the kitchen in, what is it called on a boat? There's a word for the I don't know what it's called.
It's like galley, but I don't
the
think
galley.
That's
it. Yes, I'll call it the galley. It's like bathrooms are the head. I never understand. Anyways, John, of course, went right into the galley, brought over Bloody Mary fixins and fried cheese curds. Because John was the man. I miss him dearly. He's no longer with us, but those are some of the memories that he helped make along with his family for me in Door County. Because the best boat in the whole world is your friend's boat.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, those suckers are money pits.
Why have one you have to worry about when you can have your friend's boat and get all that service that... he obviously took good care of you. So that's
he did, as well as, you know, giving us a hard time, which is your best friend's parents, right? Always, right? Okay, what else you got for us, Terry?
Well, and I want to mention to you, too, if you drive on Main Street in Sturgeon Bay, they shut that down for the film. And their tractors are driving down Main Street in the film. And it's really fun to see some of the buildings and some of the people that you may recognize. So just watch for that or think about that if you do go into Sturgeon Bay.
Can we get the film like pay-per-view or anything? Like if
not
if
yet.
Okay. I'm going to keep my eyes up. Maybe we'll end up going to a drive-through up there with our little group this weekend and see if we can see it, because that would be really cool to then drive through Main Street in Sturgeon Bay, right? I mean,
absolutely.
We're there. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. Kind of ties into what we've been talking about with regards to like film incentives and arts. Create Wisconsin is a statewide organization, and they are trying, everybody involved in it is trying to change things for the better for arts all across Wisconsin. Did you know this, Maggie? Our state is ranked 49th in the U.S. for funding for arts and creatives.
You had shared the statistic with me specifically before in this fabulous segment, Terry. Yeah. I also know because I grew up in theater and I played the violin and was in the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra and have a lot of friends that are still creatives and artists. And they bemoan this fact about the state of Wisconsin quite frequently.
Yes. And on the list, not only helping all the creatives, but is trying to get those film incentives to get more filmmakers
made here.
Here. The group right now has a letter to our lawmakers asking for more consideration in the budget. And I just want to encourage people, if you want to learn more about this, what this group in particular is trying to do, you can sign the letter too, if you are so inclined. You can read it. Just learn more. Because the arts are so important, as Maggie mentioned, and I absolutely agree. Go to the website, createwisconsin.org.
I love it when you give me homework, Terry. As Jamie and I were talking about in the last segment, I was a try harder, try my best all the time. So I will be completing my homework assignment as soon as I get off the air with you. And I will be signing up on createwisconsin.org. As we always do here on the Maggie Dawn Show, that website we will put in our show notes. You can find every single one of my past episodes, including today's segment with Terry, which I love dearly, when you go to civicmedia.us/shows. We'll have the website included there. You can also find all of my past episodes on Apple Pods and Spotify, wherever you like to get your podcast for. And it's always free. Likewise, you can go ahead and get the Civic Media app to listen to our show wherever you may be, not just in this great state of Wisconsin or the Door County Peninsula, though those are always good places to be. Yet the arts funding, I mean, given that our neighbor state, Minnesota, is one of, I think, like the top five for arts funding.
Absolutely. Illinois and Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
That is just an embarrassment. Dear Wisconsin, since when do we allow us to be bested by Illinois when it comes to supporting Wisconsin industries? I mean, that is ridiculous. Illinois and Minnesota are kicking our butts. We should just try to do better because we're just not going to take that lion down. I mean, that is pathetic. 49th. I mean, in addition to all of my beef with Robin Voss, I'm going to put this in clearly my top five beef with Robin Voss. Who likes Robin Voss? Republicans don't even like Robin Voss. Maybe we could at least get together.
Does he like himself?
Terry, we could do a whole hour show on what does Robin Voss really think about himself? Since he took all those PPP loans, I don't know. It's like, is he a little bit like Darth Vader-y, just a coal black heart, lump of coal type of thing going on, like has no soul? I kind of get that feeling from him every once in a while. We're certainly going to be able to tell as the governor's budget presentation is what now, like 3 days away. It's happening next week. So we will hear the Republican. Yep. We will hear the Republican response to the governor's budget proposals. I'll be interested. Hey, Robin, what are you doing about childcare in Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. What are you doing about Trump defunding Head Start? What are you doing to help make sure each and every one of our kids has an equal shot at success? You want to talk about meritocracy? It starts in public education. And that means not defunding public education, which has been the GOP endeavor for the last 20 years in Wisconsin. They finally do something about it and are super quick to pat themselves on the back. All they're doing is harm reduction, not helping. I mean, come on.
I will be curious to see where arts falls in any kind of priorities.
Well, it's interesting, of course, because the first thing that ends up on any public education budget cutting room floor, pardon the double entendre there, right, or the double metaphor, is arts education.
Yes.
And I know when I was, and I attended, I'm a very proud graduate of Rufus King High School for the College Bound on 19th and Olive in Milwaukee, and we had choir, we had theater programs, we had orchestra and band, we had a vibrant yearbook, we had a photography program, because like every kid isn't either a jock or a nerd. There needs to be a place for everyone's super skills to shine. Like that, absolutely, that is a public education environment.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Music all the way around, arts, theater.
We're still enjoying all of it too. Yeah, we're still do a hangout, Terry, where we like punch a jukebox and go back and forth, preferably in a bar that has an actual jukebox and not one of those ones where people can skip your songs with the app on the phone. I mean, that's
right.
That's great. I hate that thing. Want it back the old fashioned way, like quarters and the push buttons. I'd love to do that with you sometime, Terry.
Let's go on a look for one of those, and then we're going to have to do that.
Which will turn into like a Charlie Barron's adjacent, you know, pub/bar crawl. I love it. What if we'll take volunteers to be our designated driver for that little outing. Folks, that is my colleague in fun here at Civic Media, Terry Barr, for What's Good, Local, and Overlooked. You can find her here with me and you every Friday at 3:30 across the Civic Media Talk Network. Have a fabulous President's Day weekend, Terry, and thanks for being here with me.
I will be thinking of you in Door County. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Folks, when we come back, I'm going to give you some of my Valentine's thoughts. Who do we need to be lifting up and loving in this moment? Not just your secret Valentine. More on The Maggie Dawn Show when we come back after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love you.
love.